You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 1 to 6. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away, and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire. And their wives, and their sons, and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelite, Abigail the wife of Nabah the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people speak of stoning him, because the soul of all the people that was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. I want you to note, brethren, that at this point in the life of David, he was already anointed. You think anointing is going to exclude you from suffering, from challenges and pain? No. The fact that your life is right with God does not mean challenges will not come. In fact, it does look like no one faces challenges like people whose life is right with God. The only good thing is that they do not face trouble because of their error, because of their mistakes, and they always come out of whatever challenges faces them. Job was righteous. He faced challenges. Our Lord Jesus Christ lived a righteous life. The Bible says he loved righteousness and hate iniquity. Yet, nobody had faced the kind of challenge that Jesus faced. Stephen was righteous. He was stoned to death. Paul was righteous. And they stoned him thinking he was dead. They beat him and did all manner of things to him. I'm sure you know that. Now, here was David. He just returned back and discovered that his wife had been captured. You know, sometimes it's difficult for us to comprehend these things. You don't know what it means that you come back and your wife had been captured by kidnappers. Like it happens in my country where we have kidnappers on the loose. So just imagine that your wife and daughters, your children, they've all been kidnapped. They could be killed. You don't even know where they are. You don't know what to do. That was the situation that David was confronted with. The Bible said that, and the people, they wept and cried until they had no more power to cry. But I want you to note one thing. The first wrong step the people took was crying. Crying doesn't change anything, brethren. A lot of people are depressed and crying, but nothing has changed. Crying does not change anything. There is nobody that changed something by crying. Have you seen anybody before that the person just laid on the bed and continued to cry, and then the situation just suddenly changed? You don't change anything by crying. They cried until they had no more strength to cry. Some of you have been crying to God. You've been crying. You've been crying. In your mind, if God should see you crying, maybe he will do something. No, God doesn't act because you are lying on your bed and you are crying. They cry and cry until they had no power to cry. The next wrong thing they did was that they thought of stoning David. You see, they were looking for somebody to blame for their problem. Was it David that came to capture their daughters and their wives? It was not David. David's daughter also was captured, but they wanted to stone David to death. Can you imagine that? That's the second wrong thing they did. People are always looking for somebody to blame for all the problems in their life. You blame your parent. You blame your spouse, you blame your country, you blame your sisters, you blame your family. The only person you do not blame is yourself. Whereas the only person that is responsible for your life is yourself. The only person that is responsible for your joy and happiness is yourself. There is nobody that God put your happiness in his hand. There is nobody that God put your joy in his or her hand. It's all in you. But you are always looking for somebody to blame. You made wrong decisions. You are now suffering as a consequence of your wrong decision. Rather than acknowledge that I made a wrong decision, you are blaming the person who is bringing that suffering onto you. Whereas you could have avoided that person if you had made the right decision. So they were blaming David and they thought of stoning him. Now, but look at how David is different from all of them. The Bible says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord. David knew that God can do something no matter how terrible the situation is. He knew God can do something. And so what David did was to go to God, Lord, what is the situation? What do you want me to do? And then God gave him the word. Did you know that the solution was all along waiting while they were crying? There was a way out. There was a plan of victory. But because they didn't seek the Lord, sometimes you are crying, having not even asked the Lord, having not even prayed to God. You are just crying, crying, crying. But then David prayed, and the Lord said, go, pursue them. You shall recover all. You shall not fail. You shall recover all. And you know the rest of the story. They recovered all. He got his wife and children back. They all got their wives and children back. In fact, they got more spoils from that particular battle. It turned out to be profitable for them in the end. Why? Because somebody decided to hold on to God. Somebody decided to trust God. Somebody knew that God will do something about this matter and cry to God. Please stop crying to men. Stop blaming men. Cry to God. Cry to God. Go to God. Ask him, what do you want us to do? What are you doing in my life? What is your purpose for this situation that I am going through? Encourage yourself in the Lord. And I tell you, he that ask shall receive. He that seek shall find. He that knock, the door shall be opened unto him. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. To know more about the burden of this ministry, please visit livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.